It's very hard to describe a state life without realizing it is very codependent.
On each other.
On each other. And I think that's probably the thing that I found most difficult during the coronavirus lockdown, because suddenly everyone had to isolate to protect themselves from the virus. And it was actually very lonely not having the people around who, you know, I'm used to living with lots of people.
Around you.
Yes.
And everyone having a part to play.
A part to play, yes.
And so, but that didn't stop you. And during the difficult times of the coronavirus, how did you deal with that?
There was not much grandeur in our life at that point. No, we were all helping.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the key thing.
It was a team effort.
Yeah.
And this is partly because our family business, the revenue comes from the safari park. And unfortunately, it was shut for 3 months.
So no money coming in?
No money at all coming in. And so because of compliance, looking after the animals, some of the staff were kept on to help feed and look after the animals. The safari park was shut for 3 months, but the animals were very well cared for. But they did miss the public. And then some people chose to stay with us and help look after the houses. And we became this little hardcore team, keeping it all going, which was family and staff. Like I'm sure you'll realise at Beaver Castle, you know, these houses, you know, cost a lot of money. They need people to run them just because, you know, the distances. We have to have kind people to help us, whether you call them a waiter, a butler, an events assistant, just because the kitchens are several hundred metres away from where you end up eating. So for an event or a product launch here, you need not quite an army of staff, but you do need a few people to help you. And therefore, you know, it's paying the wages.
Exactly. And presumably, just from a security point of view, having people in the house is important.
Well, I think it brings life to the house.
Yeah, absolutely. And during the pandemic, it was a very small team of people that had surrounded you for many years, and you all just rolled up your sleeves and got on with the job at hand. Yeah. But you became a very tight-knit family.
Yes.
In the end.
Yes.
But I often went back into the archives and looked at how the family operated during the wars, and it was not dissimilar, where the family was right down to a sort of bare backbone of help.
Well, I suppose what is similar between the war and the coronavirus is, I feel personally that the role of the woman was really important in lockdown, because you had to really be inspired and keep the show on the road.
Yes.
In a war, you had a visible enemy that the men went off to fight. But with the pandemic, it's an invisible enemy. And I don't know about your sons and your husband, but certainly in our family, they were very stressed because it was an invisible enemy that they... It was the uncertainty, not knowing how to deal with it, relying on government and scientific advice, and there was no right way. And I think what we did here is we tried to work our way out of it with physical exertion.
Yes.
So we just did a lot of weeding.
Really?
A lot of weeding and cleaning.
Well, the gardens just look immaculate.